We met in line at Transat Club. Your friends were friends of mine. You said your name was Callie Roy, but Callie would be fine. I felt my cheeks go bright blood red. I mumbled out a sound and fumbled with my camera lens and dropped it to the ground. You asked, was I a photographer? I lied and said that's true. You asked where one could see my work. I gave my card to you. You said you were an amateur, would love to learn the trade, and wrote your number on my wrist, smiled and walked away. La da 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 da. I called you up to say hello, invite you on a date, to film some bands on Saturday. You said that would be great. Outside the hall, my knees were weak, my heart beat through my chest. You showed up with your camera bag draped over your summer dress. We sat apart on either side the dark wings of the stage. I must have missed the first three songs determining your age. But you were fast, a shutterbug, an ace of photography, and I would nearly lose my mind each time you smiled at me. La da 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 da. Photos to review. I couldn't use a single frame, 'cause every shot was of you.
Sean William Clarke will be in Guelph on June the 26th for a show at Silence with the Young Novelists. And guess what? It's a double CD release show. Sean released The Fabulous William late in 2014, an album of well-crafted songs, great stories, and some fine musicianship. We reached Sean at home in Toronto to chat about his upcoming visit to Guelph. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing very well. Hi, how are you?
Great. It's great to chat with you today. Certainly, William is one of my favorite albums of the year so far. Really looking forward to you coming to Guelph for what will be a Folk Roots Radio-hosted show at Silence. I thought it would be good just to start by chatting a little bit about William and the reaction you've received to that album, and then get a feel for what you're up to these days.
Okay, yeah, and I was very happy with the reaction that I received from the album, from various websites, and from just people who hear it. It's always tough kind of getting that music out there in front of more people, but all I've received is positive feedback, so I can't complain about that.
Now, William's your second album, right?
It is, yeah.
Do you feel like things are changing as you move into your solo career? I know that for a long time you were a sideman for people like Olenka and the Autumn Lovers and also Timbertombras. So, you know, being your own guy, your own band these days, must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more rewarding personally. Not to say there wasn't many rewards playing with those bands, but doing it by myself is just I'm getting myself out there, you know, like as opposed to supporting. It's very exciting for sure.
When you come to Guelph, I believe you'll be coming as a trio. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I'd be playing with the full band all the time, but you know, it's hard to get people together, and then it's hard to like make sure everyone's well fed, you know. I'm leaning towards that trio, especially. I've been playing with a couple of guys, and it's just a great vibe, and I feel like I can explore more ideas that way. So, ideally, I'd be playing more full band shows.
Can you talk about what people can expect when they see you in concert?
Well, hopefully a bunch of songs they if they haven't heard before, they'll really enjoy and maybe get something out of. Lyrically, I think William, I focused on the lyrics pretty heavily, so I hope people can maybe see a bit of their lives in that. And musically, well, I feel like I've improved quite a bit, so hopefully they enjoy some good guitar playing. Some nice vocals and a nice trio dynamic.
And I imagine a bit of ukulele too.
Yeah, I can bring that. Yeah, yeah, I'll probably bring that. I've been kind of neglecting it a bit lately, probably out of laziness ultimately. But yeah, I really would love to get that back out, play a few songs.
Now, the song we played with just before we came to air was Transect Club, which is one of my favorite songs on the album of many favorites, because there are so many stories within the songs, and I think some of them are autobiographical, and then some reflect some of the experiences you've had. Can you talk about how that weaves into your writing?
Well, Transect Club, that was purely observing a couple of people at a show one time, filming the show, taking pictures and stuff, and creating this kind of fun little story about them being on a first date. That's how that song came about. My songs generally take kind of smaller ideas. I don't have a lot of really grand things, you know, like there's a song about having a headache and songs about, you know, small moments and places that I love or places where things have happened. I don't know, they tell you to write what you know, and some people write songs that are these kind of grand ideas of love and what have you, but I don't think we really live like that exactly. I find a lot of interest in the little things in life and the little interactions with other people and places. So usually just like kind of a small seed, I kind of try to work around what I'm writing.
Now, you'll be sharing the bill in Guelph with the Young Novelist. Have you played with them much before?
Many times, yeah. They're good friends of mine.
Does that make for, from your point of view, a better show, a more fun show? I mean, I would imagine it must make you feel quite comfortable to know that you're amongst these friends who are going to be sharing their musical gifts together.
Sure, yeah. It's really fantastic. Like, Graydon and Laura and the rest of the band, we've kind of been cheering each other on for the last, I don't know how long we've known each other, maybe 4 or 5 years. So when we get on the same bill with each other, I mean, I can't speak for them, but personally, I get really excited because it's just, you know, it's about spending time with people you like, you know, and you know, if you can do more of that in life, then, you know, I'm all for it.
William has been a very well received album. What do you plan for the future? What are your plans as you move forward?
You know, I'm trying to figure that out right now. Like, I want to work a little more, you know. I want to work on my vocals and work on my guitar playing and my songwriting, and I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do that these days, you know, how I can get time off to, you know, from work and from life to write, things like that. So my next project really kind of in the planning stages, like really early planning stages. I just want to do something a little different, maybe something a little more concept driven, something, I don't know. I've got a lot of ideas floating in my head. It's just a matter of finding the right ones and you know, really making them happen. That's kind of tough.
It's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with A Ballad of a Boorish Man. And I always wonder, is there any of you in this song?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, there might be a bit of me in there. There's definitely a lot of people I know, and the character is sort of made up of these people, but in kind of maybe a little bit more of a grotesque way, a little overdone. Hopefully there's not a lot of me in this character. It's just sort of a character study.
I feel like that's about as much as I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I think it's best to just go to www.seanclarkmusic.com. That's kind of where everything is, where you can find all the Facebook links and show schedules and videos and things like that. Yeah.
Well, look, it's been great fun to talk to you today. We'll see you in Guelph on Friday, June the 26th. That is a show at Silence. Check out our website, folkrootsradio.com, for all the details. And you can find tickets on Ticket Scene. We'll leave you with The Ballad of the Boorish Man. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I was born on New Year's Eve, my mother, working girl in New York town. Father was a sailing man, or so I'm told, he died in Tripoli. Went to school for 7 years, they kicked me out for laughing at the rules. Hit the streets at 12 years old, I walked in snow, I wrestled tooth and nail. And I turned out fine. Well, I turned out fine. And I turned out fine. What's your excuse? Went to jail at 17, my mother bailed me out by turning tricks. I paid her back by robbing kids, her men would beat me up when I'd come home. Took each punch, I spit them back, I got myself a trade and left by train. I was to be an honest man, I found the Lord, repented wicked ways. And I turned out. Well, I turned out fine. And I turned out fine. What's your excuse? Started this old company from scratch, I built it up from rocky ground. Earned my keep, made policies, my employees would say I'm tough but fair. Found a wife and made my life, I had some kids and that's where you come in.
Don't complain, you've got it good, and if I could, I'd kick you to the curb. Cause I turned out fine. Hell, I turned out fine. Turned out fine, what's your excuse?